come on. You could have talked about it even if Cindy hadn't. Because if it's something you like, it's a, you know, there's like 50 billion other of those reality TV watchers who watched it too, and they just don't want to admit it. You know, Big Fatty watched the Grumpy Cat Christmas movie, you know, in between Shark Tank and Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, and The Survivor, and he just didn't want to admit it.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
Oh, come on. Poodlewick Noodle would totally watch that movie just because it's about a kitty. All right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know there's like 50 billion who watch Big Fatty, they just don't want to admit it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4601 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of
September,
2025, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about our last day at Rat World and the trip home. Yes, Big Fatty. Jiggity Jiggers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Jiggity Jiggers today because we were Jiggity Jig all the way home. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it has been an event. It has definitely been an event. We're going to try to cap it off here today, telling you about our last day down there at Rat World at the Disney Hollywood Studios, and then of course the trip home and all. And y'all, I say, Big Fatty, let's get to it. I couldn't agree more. Okay, well then do it.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 29th of
September.
Y'all, we have not one but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all never met this individual before, but y'all recently moved to the only time zone that matters, y'all. It is yes, Big Fatty. It is the kitty cat of old Steve the Tater. You know, he just moved to the Pittsburgh. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I hear there's goings on there. Yes. In fact, I believe y'all, it's the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Gustafa. Big Fatty, we love Gustafa. And y'all, from what I understand, Gustafa tries to escape. Big Fatty, do you blame him? Anyway, and y'all also today, y'all, she's just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, she is out there in the... y'all, that's a chicken pot pie. She's out there in the... What am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. She's out there in the California. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. She is one of the co-hosts and originators of the Greetings from Nowhere. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Christina Hill. Big Fatty, we love Christina Hill. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Steve the Tater, or if you see Christina from Nowhere, wish Gustafa and Christina a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Christina gets some spankings like she wanted. And I hope that Gustafa gets a big old piece of fish. And Christina some cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
The Rat World trip is done, but last time I spoke to you was, I think I recorded Thursday morning, and I can't remember if I recorded before or after we went to the Big Skillet Brufkus, but anyway, y'all, we went to the Big Skillet Brufkus, had a sort of a late morning start. Our reservation was for 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we just had our fill of Big Skillet Brufkus. Y'all, they had the Mickey waffles and the breakfast potatoes and bacon and sausage gravy and biscuits and scrambled eggs. And, you know, then you... and, y'all, it was delicious. It was just... And, y'all, they just kept bringing it. And... So we kept eating it. Yes, Big Fatty Tubby. Yes, y'all, I'm not getting on the scale. I'm pulling a crooked hat and not getting on the scale for a while. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, did you hear the crooked hat is stuck over there in Switzerland? Y'all, he's lost his passport. Big Fatty. Oh, boy, is he a world traveler. Oh, where's my passport? And so, y'all, he's being held... captive by the Price is Right Yodel guy. Oh yes, Big Fatty. I hear that they put people without passports into a soundproof booth, and all they hear is. That poor yodel guy having to be with Crooked Hat in that room, I know. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, so after we had our brufkus, we headed back to the room to TT and brush the teefies. And y'all, then we were off. We were off to the Skyliner. Y'all, that's the cable car that takes you. Not a cable car. It's a... the bucket. It's the bucket that takes you over to the Hollywood studios. Y'all, we got there. And y'all, the main thing I wanted to make sure we got done is the Star Trek stuff over there. And we went and rode the thing with those white those gods in the white outfits. I don't remember what their name was. The Troopa Scoopa or something like that. Poopa Scoopa. And y'all, it's a very, very impressive experience. And then from there, y'all, we went and we flew some kind of plane, Star Trek plane. And Flo was the... Flo and I were the... were the pilots, and the Nip and Granny were the gunners, and then there was somebody else stuck in our car with us, and he was the engineer. I don't know what he did, but y'all, between Flo and I, we crashed into everything. Y'all, it was embarrassing, I tell you. And y'all, from there we went over and saw the new show, the Unhappily Ever After, the Disney Villains show. Y'all, it's a cute show. And then we went to the Shedder, also known as the Tower of Terror. Yes, Big Fatty, as opposed to the House of Horror. It's true. Y'all, by the way, I got an e-letter from the Horror Hotel about Gay Crema coming up, and they're calling it the Hotel of Horror. And y'all, it's always been the Horror Hotel, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, we did that, and then what did we do then? We went and got us a scoop of ice cream. No, that was later on, I think. No, I think we just went and got us a scoop of ice cream. And, that was one of our snacks, a little Snicker snack. And, we rode the runaway choo-choo train that Goofy was the engineer. Gorge, Mickey, look over there. There's Big Fatty and Granny and the Nip and Flo. Hey, Flo, it's me, Goofy. And we rode that. Yeah, it's a cute ride. I love the great movie ride, but y'all, it's gone to glory. And I don't know what else we did. I do know, we walked around to see some other different things. Y'all, there's not lots to do over there right now. Y'all, all the stuff in the Toei story land, it's for the children. And so we didn't do any of that stuff. And, we did a little shopping, walked through the shops and looked around and everything. Big Fatty got him a Crema ointment. It's a key. It's like I have the key to the kingdom. And so I've got that for the Crema tree. And let's see what else. Then we had reservations for the 50s Primetime Cafe and Fantasmic Supper. And they had two shows of the Fantasmic, and y'all, we were at the first one, so that meant that we were going to be getting back to the motel room a little bit earlier than expected, or the other nights, and because y'all, we got back, I'll just tell you, at the 50 Primetime Cafe, y'all, we had a big old Quinella as our waiter. Y'all, he was fun, though. And they kind of are snarky with you a little bit. Oh, I'm gonna tell Mom that you didn't finish your supper. And here, y'all, set the table. And I see you're playing on your phone at the table again. The Nip got called out on that one a lot. But let's see. I had the pot roast, and so did the Nip, and Granny and Flo each had the fried chicken, and we all had apple cobbler for dessert, and we all had a cocktail, except Granny. I don't think Granny had a cocktail as our beverage. And then, y'all, we walked by. I wanted Flo to see the sci-fi dine-in theater, and so we saw that, and y'all, then we kind of moseyed our way over to see the Fantasmic. Y'all, it was the perfect cherry on the top of the visit to Rat World, and Flo had never seen it, and y'all, it's for newbies and all, y'all, it's, and Big Fatty, I thoroughly enjoy the theatrics of it, and it was just perfect. And we got back to the motel and the poop sentry, and we packed our valises, and we were gonna pack Earl Grey and have our breakfast around 8:30 a.m. in the morning. I said we'll go down around 8 a.m. in the morning to have our breakfast, and then we'll pack Earl Grey. Y'all, Granny was up. Y'all, Granny gets up like at 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning every day. But y'all, I have to say, he's very quiet when he's up and about. Did not wake me up at all. And So what did I do? Granny and I went down, and I got me some coffee, and we picked up some luggage cots for us to put our valises on. And y'all had a little wanted to make some changes to my charger plate there at the front desk. So I got that taken care of, and so we loaded the luggage cots. We went down to Brofka's, and y'all, you should have seen this. We were trying to spend all of our quick service meals and our snacks, y'all. I can't even begin to tell you what it cost. But well, it didn't cost anything because it was complimentary. Anyway, y'all, we packed Earl Grey and we got away. I don't know. It was probably about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, you didn't want to get out on the road too early because, you know, it was for right. And there are people. There are people in Orlando that actually work, and they have commutes. Big Freddy, you sounded like the nip. I did. But y'all, we got our way up to Jacksonville. We stopped at Flo's house and got her valises and bags off of Earl Grey. Y'all, we all had a complimentary TT, and y'all, then we were off to the villa. And y'all, we got in, I don't know what time it was. It was probably around 4:15 or something like that we dropped the nip off at the house of Nip. And then Granny had driven to the villa, and so he unpacked his valises, and he was off. And y'all, we had to pump up his tires. His tires had kind of flattened out. But you know, Big Fatty's got that fancy new tire inflator. Yes, Big Fatty. And so that happened, and y'all, Big Fatty came in and unpacked all of his stuff. Y'all, I did not do any washing or anything like that. Y'all, I was just trying to relax and kind of put a few things away, but I wasn't getting all worked up over it. And so then, y'all, and I slept like a baby. Y'all, it's so nice. It is so nice to sleep in your own bed. And y'all, I had changed the sheets the day before we left. So y'all, they were almost clean sheets. They were only slept on one day. Yes, Big Fatty, a small fouling. And y'all got up Saturday. Y'all did my nipple walking around Fat Acres. Y'all got my newspapers. I've caught up on all them. I still got some Sudokus to catch up on. But Saturday was a kind of a relaxing day, and laundry and things like that. But y'all, and catching up on some things on the TV machine. And then Sunday, y'all, I have done my nipple walking. I've watched some more on the TV machine. Watching the Atlanta Braves won their last game of the season in sports ball. Big Fatty, we're moving into the season of miracles. Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, the Big Brother season finale is tonight. Y'all, I am going to predict now that Morgan is going to win because if there's a very slight chance that Vince will win. And y'all, there's no chance in hell, not a snowball's chance in hell, that Ashley's going to win. So that's my prediction, and I'm sticking to it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday girl. That's that Christina. And Christina, I know that you had wanted spankings like Nicole got, but anyway, anything you want to tell folks?
You know, there's like 50 billion who watch Big Fat. They just don't want to admit it.
Oh, people don't want to admit to watch you or listen to you. You know, it's the horror.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.